If you get too old and live in Belgium, they might just kill you. Stay tuned and find out what the Christian worldview has to say about this issue on Unapologetic. This week in the Daily Signal, a UK-based news source, there is an article about thousands of elderly people being killed in Belgium by their general practitioners without ever asking to die. And in fact, one in every 60 deaths of a patient by their general practitioner involved someone who hadn't requested euthanasia, who had not requested their doctor to end their life. We'll talk about the whole ending of life prematurely in a few minutes, but right now I want to focus on this unauthorized killing. Because half of the patients killed without giving their consent were over the age of 80. And two-thirds of them were in a hospital and weren't even suffering from a terminal disease such as cancer. What's even more just outlandish and ridiculous about this story in Belgium is that a lot of times the doctors wouldn't even inform the families of their plans to end the life of their loved ones. They didn't see it as a family or a social decision. They saw it as a medical decision, and so they acted unilaterally to end the life of someone who wasn't terminal without their family's permission. Now, you may say, oh my gosh, that's horrible. That could never happen here. But before you get to that point where doctors are unilaterally ending life, you get to the point where we let doctors end life with the patient's permission. So euthanasia becomes legal. And then, well, the next short step is doctors just doing it based on their quote-unquote medical decision-making abilities. This is a large problem in the world, and in fact, in our culture, too. The whole death with dignity movement is about you killing yourself or having your doctor kill yourself or help you kill yourself. So what does the Christian worldview have to say about this? Well, it has a few things to say. First, euthanasia suffers the same problems as abortion does. It involves taking and ending a life that is not ours to end. All life is God's. He is the creator of it. He is the sustainer of it. He is the owner and ruler of it. And we do not have permission in order to play God, literally, to usurp his role and play a decision maker with who lives and who dies, whether that's us, someone else, the unborn, or an elderly person. So that's the first thing, is that we are, as a human race, starting to try and take on, via act of law, the role of God when it comes to end-of-life decisions that is not ours to take. Furthermore, the Christian worldview has lots to say about the unauthorized taking of life. For instance, these doctors killing their patients. Because life doesn't cease to be valuable when it ceases to be functionally valuable or economically valuable. Your worth as a person is not based on your ability to bring in a paycheck or walk or use your lungs, or any of these things. These are arguments that have been touted out in favor of abortion. Well, you can kill the unborn because it doesn't contribute to society. It's not as valuable as a fully grown person, or it doesn't even use its lungs, these type of things. So these same arguments are being used in favor of euthanasia. You can kill old people because they're in a coma. Well, what about people who go into a coma and supposedly lose their valuable status, and then come out of the coma? How did they regain their valuable status? Where did that come from? No, I think the most common sense observation is they were valuable the whole time. And they were valuable not because of their economic worth or their mobility or athleticism or use of their functional limbs or those type of things. No, they're valuable because they're created in the image of their creator, of God. They have a soul, they have intrinsic worth and dignity. That is why people are valuable. They're not valuable because of the benefit they bring to society solely, though that is a benefit. And so when you have a worldview that says that all there is the here and now, all there is the physical, there is no image of God, well, you can start to see why it would be easy for people to say, well, we can kill other people. And we can certainly kill ourselves because we're not accountable to anyone else. We're not made in anyone's image. Our worth is only that which we bring economically or socially. There's nothing else when it comes to determining our worth. So the Christian worldview has certainly a lot to say about this. I think there are two other factors that should be considered about euthanasia just as a general practice when people actually are consenting and want it. The first would be that it erodes confidence in the medical establishment. Now, if your doctor can kill you one day, maybe because he thinks you want him to, or he thinks it's best for you, or because it ends your suffering, well, at some point, when you think about it, it might make you a little leery of going to the doctor or getting checked into the hospital. What if you happen to go into a coma? You might not wake up, and it might not be because you wouldn't have come out of the coma. It might be because your doctor killed you. And so, do you have confidence in a medical establishment where it's legal and permissible for them to take your life if they feel like you might want that, or they just think it's a medical decision and don't need to consult you? So, when we have a medical establishment where the physician, the person that's supposed to be maintaining life, improving life, healing, can now start ending and hurting and harming, we have a lack of trust in the medical establishment, and we should. If we don't, then we're not looking at the situation rationally. So that's the first reason. It erodes confidence in the medical establishment. The second thing that's wrong with euthanasia is it destroys the very foundation of human dignity and rights. The most basic human right is the right to be and remain a living human. How can you say that there are other rights, like the right not to be discriminated on because of your race, if you can't even say that you have a right to be a person? This is an argument that can be used against abortion, too. Right? So if you say that you can kill someone, but you can't say you have to stand at the back of the bus, how does that work? So if you were sufficiently small and young enough, we could have killed you, and that wouldn't be a problem. But if you're old enough, and let's say you're a black person, we have to treat you a certain way. That doesn't make any sense. The reason that we should treat you a certain way as a black person is the same reason we shouldn't kill you when you're a tiny little baby fetus inside of its mother. It's because you have intrinsic worth and dignity as a person. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. The reason it's wrong to mistreat someone on the color of their skin is because of who they are on the inside, not because of their skin. So when we say that people can be killed or can choose to kill themselves, what we've done is elevate personal autonomy above the rule and of a sovereign God. So we've said, our ways are higher than your ways, God. Our desires are better than how you've designed life. And so it really erodes what it means to be human, what it means to have dignity. And this whole word dignity has been co-opted by the euthanasia movement, by the quote-unquote death with dignity movement. They've said that it's dignified to end your own life. It's not dignified to suffer. Well, what does the Christian worldview have to say about that? Well, Paul certainly saw it as a positive thing to suffer. Not suffer pointlessly, but to suffer well. To give testimony to Christ in how he was going through the suffering, not to end it summarily. And in fact, oftentimes it is the suffering in our lives that brings us more to be like Christ, that produces sanctification in us, not the good things. It's the friction that comes from being rubbed by circumstances that come at us that make us more like Christ. And yet, that's what it means to have dignity, is to live in the image and knowledge of who God is and who he created us to be. That's the only reason we have dignity. It's not dignified to kill yourself so you don't suffer. In fact, generally, this has been regarded as a cowardly action. Now, I can't know what it's like to be in that situation where I am in so much pain and the whole outlook looks bleak in life. I can't know what that's like. I haven't been there. But I can tell you how I should respond when I am in that circumstance. And from a biblical standpoint, I do not have the right to take that which does not belong to me, namely my own life. What I do have the right and the opportunity to do is to show the love of Christ, the light of Christ in my suffering, whatever that might be, small or large, until the end. Sometimes the best way we can serve God is to serve Him until the end. And sometimes the biggest impact we make is in the last stretch of our lives due to how we deal with the hard times and the struggles that come. I hope this has been helpful to you. This is a difficult issue, and it's not often one that people want to talk about. I have seen over my short time of doing this podcast and looking at other people who write and speak on these topics that abortion and euthanasia get far less engagement from people than others. I think the issues make us uncomfortable, but they are necessary. Could there be more important issues to talk about, to think about, to act on than issues that are literally involving life and death? We should never want to allow our society to get to the point where doctors get to kill people summarily without their permission, because that's just how it is, because it's a medical decision and there's nothing more to it. There's no image of God. There's no intrinsic right to be human. We should never let it get to that point. So we need to be educated on these issues. We need to know that they're happening. Right now they're happening in Belgium, but soon it could be happening here. And indeed it actually has been done here. It just hasn't been legal. So think on these things, act on these things, stand up for truth in these areas. There could be no more important area to do that than in the area of life. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join me again next week for Unapologetic.